Ann Tass spent nearly 15 years on Simcoe County's affordable housing wait list, and last month her long wait finally came to a close. Tass is one of dozens of new tenants that have moved into the 130-unit affordable housing hub on West Street North, which officially opened this spring after years of planning and construction. After living in a small studio apartment near downtown Orillia, where passing trucks would rattle her windows and shake her furniture, Tess said a variety of little things have made her new apartment feel like a home. For example, the thick walls between units allow her to enjoy her own apartment without the sounds of vehicles and neighbors. The apartment also boasts a relatively spacious washroom and living space compared to her previous place. "It's much more spacious. It's never been lived in, so it's officially mine," she told Orillia Matters. "It has helped me in my mental well-being, as well, because I feel like I've done well." Tass, 50, lives with numerous disabilities that prevent her from working full-time, and she said her new apartment finally brings her the safety and security she needs to get a good night's sleep. "It's a safe space, and it's all the things that I've been waiting for," she said. Tass isn't alone in her feelings. Sean Desjardins previously lived in Stayner, and said the opportunity to move into the hub in Orillia saved his life. Greg McGrath-Gowdy, Orillia Matters. Sean Desjardins is another new tenant at the four-story, $80 million West Street North facility, an opportunity he said has fundamentally changed his life. "I've been on my own for 40 years now, and it's the first time I called a place home," Desjardins, 52, told Orillia Matters. Before moving in last month, Desjardins paid $1,650 per month plus hydro for an apartment in Stayner, an arrangement that was prohibitively expensive on his budget and did not meet his accessibility needs. "Everything I've been through here, it's been nothing but praise and good things," he said. "I honestly don't have one ill thing to say about this place and how it saved my life." Desjardins previously ran his own bakery in Stayner until several health issues, including a recent leg amputation, prevented him from working and left him in a dire situation. "With my new amputation and stuff and needing a wheelchair just recently, without this I don't know where I'd be," he said. "Everything's accessible for me to do the dishes, to do cooking, laundry, every single aspect has been covered." Now collecting WSIB and Canada pension, Desjardins is grateful to have a home he can reasonably afford. "I'm so grateful that I got in here," he said. "Everywhere else, it's $2,000 for a one-bedroom for exactly what this is. $2,000, he said. "That's what I was going to look at in Collingwood until I got the call, and I can't afford $2,000. That's just the truth." Tass has met people from all walks of life in the new building, which boasts studio, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. And both herself and Desjardins emphasized the sheer importance of developments like the one they now call home. "Everybody matters. That's how I feel. Everybody's entitled to having a home of their own," Tass said. "There's stereotypes when these buildings are built, and it's not the case." Desjardins agreed. "The people that I associate with in here and I talk with, everybody's working, everybody's doing their best," Desjardins said. "These affordable housing developments, it's so important, like life or death, really." Even though the new affordable housing hub has substantially benefited new tenants like Tass and Desjardins, Tass also highlighted an ongoing need for rent geared to income housing, where tenants pay a percentage of their overall income as rent, as opposed to a reduced percentage of a unit's market value. With a rent-geared income unit, a tenant like Tass, who lives on ODSP and Canada pension, might pay 30% of her income on rent, whereas she pays around 55 to 60% at the new affordable housing complex. "This is affordable housing and not geared to income housing, so there is a significant difference," said Tass, who is still on a list for rent geared to income housing. "In the end, how long is that going to be? This is nice, but it's still not affordable for people who are on ODSP and Canada Pension Disability." Orillia Matters submitted questions about the county's affordable housing waitlist, when planned services, like childcare, are scheduled to open in the affordable housing hub, and more, but the County of Simcoe did not provide responses prior to publication of this article.